The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder, Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. As I'm sure you've heard at this stage, the US Supreme Court has made a decision that effectively overturns Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wade, that 1973 decision of the US Supreme Court, which paved the way for abortion rights and access to abortion services for so many women in the United States. And already reaction coming thick and fast on both sides. I noticed Hillary Clinton releasing a statement saying millions of Americans are going to wake up with fewer rights than their parents or grandparents. On the other side, another former vice president, she was not a former vice president, but a former vice president, Mike Pence, welcoming the decision, as has the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, and others. Martin Wall is with me. Martin is the Washington correspondent with the Irish Times. Martin, can you just talk us through exactly what was decided and what the import is?
Yeah, okay. Well, this was a case that came from Mississippi. In 2018, the legislature in Mississippi, which is controlled by Republicans, introduced legislation that essentially banned abortions after 15 weeks. That was seen as being contrary to the Roe v. Wade constitutional right set out in 1973, and so it was challenged by it was challenged in the courts. It worked its way through the various courts, ended up in the Supreme Court last November. The indications at the oral hearing in November were that the judges were sympathetic to overturning or certainly curtailing Roe v. Wade. Then in May there was a sensational leak of a full draft Supreme Court ruling. And today, the final decision was issued by the court, which basically was virtually identical to the draft that was leaked in May. And basically, the conservative majority on the court, which is now essentially a supermajority, nine members of the court, six of them are conservative, three appointed by Donald Trump. And it basically found that the Roe v. Wade decision had been the phrase was egregiously wrong, and that it should be struck down. So basically what will happen now is that the court ruled that the issue of abortion was not a legal right, but it should go back to politicians essentially to decide.
Okay.
So the question now is what will happen locally? And already in about 20 odd states around the country, that there are either what are called trigger laws, that's laws that restrict or ban abortions that would come into effect immediately if the constitutional right was struck down, they will come into play. And in other states, there are laws that were on the books prior to 1973 that were essentially suspended in 1973, and they will now come back into play. So in essence, abortion could be made illegal in about 20 odd states around the country. On top of that, that would leave a patchwork of arrangements. However,
I see that, and I just see the Missouri governor, for example, immediately activating one of these so-called trigger laws. So as we speak, abortion banned in that state alone and many more besides. Can I ask you, though, Martin, about this reference that I've seen it in some places, but I don't understand it yet. Clarence Thomas, one of the majority justices today, name checking three other previous court rulings that may need to be reconsidered, and these are to do with the liberty to buy and use contraceptives, the legality of same-sex sexual activity, and the right to same-sex marriage. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, in essence, the ruling stems from a legal principle of the right-wing members of the court are essentially what are called originalists. They believe that they should view and interpret the Constitution as it was written and based on the history of the nation, and that there weren't the issues of all of these issues like abortion, same-sex marriage, contraception, came from what are called unenumerated rights. They're not specifically spelled out in the Constitution, but they're deemed to fall under the heading of privacy. And what Clarence Thomas said, now it's not a ruling, it's an opinion, and he basically says that the majority court decision basically says that this only applies to abortion. He suggested that the court should revisit, or he would welcome the court revisiting other rulings that were made on the basis of this privacy, overarching privacy right, and they included right to contraception, right to same-sex marriage, etc., etc. So the issue likely now is that that is seen as a signal to other conservative groups across the country to, in the future, initiate legal actions that would end up in the Supreme Court, that may allow the Supreme Court at some stage in the future to actually rule on whether the same-sex marriage ruling of a number of years ago, or even the contraceptive ruling, which goes back to the 1960s, should remain in place. So nothing will happen on those today, but the fear among Liberals is that this is opening the door, this decision today is opening the door for the same court in a future case, in the future, to rule on the issues of same-sex marriage and contraception, and they could fall as well. The Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, only about an hour ago, in a press conference, said that what the game plan of Conservative groups and Republicans was a nationwide ban, a legal nationwide ban on abortion, and that also to criminalise family planning procedures. So now that's a political charge, and that's partly aimed at generating enthusiasm among her own supporters ahead of the elections in November. But that is a fear based on that this ruling today could open the door in the future to challenges to other social rights outside of abortion. The President is speaking in about 40 minutes time, okay, and undoubtedly that issue will be raised with them at that point. But that's where we are on that.
Well, listen, as soon as the President speaks, or as soon as we have any audio of that, we'll bring it to you here on the show. Martin, a great synopsis of what exactly was at play today and what has been decided. So thank you for that. Whether people agree or disagree with the original decision or today's decision, I mean, Roe v. Wade is this cultural totem that is no more. Leslie Shoemaker is with us now. She's a counselling psychologist here from the United States, but has been living in Ireland for some time. Leslie, I mean, for someone like you, you know, of that country, but in this country, looking on, what is your reaction to this development?
I'm absolutely despondent. I feel that America is going backwards as Ireland and Europe are going forward. The conservative view, which is taking over at the moment, is not within the courts, that is, excuse me, is not reflective of the American sentiment. In The Guardian this afternoon, there was an article saying that 58% of Americans were open to legal abortion within certain circumstances. So this decision is not reflective of what the majority of Americans want, but also the possibilities of all these other areas of our civil liberties as Americans possibly going backwards. I'm still speechless.
Yeah, it's kind of remarkable, I think, for a lot of people listening, the notion that the US Supreme Court might decide, you know what, states can decide on an individual basis if they want to ban contraceptives. And basically, because of the culture wars, some states will ban contraceptives, you'd imagine.
Oh, they will. They will. And the reality is, where it's really going to cause problems, it's going to be lower socioeconomic groups, because they're not going to have the funds to afford contraceptives. And then, you know, the restrictions around when abortions can happen, how abortions can happen, it's going to lead to women dying again. I mean, this was a big reason, at least what I was taught back in school many moons ago, as to why Roe versus Wade, really, you know, one of the tenets behind it, was all these women who were going to the backstreet alley abortions who were dying, the secrecy around it. Now, again, I don't think abortion should be used as a form of birth control, and I'm not saying that does or doesn't happen. I don't have the information on that, and I do agree that in certain circumstances it has a time and place. And yes, I have had friends and family members who've had abortions. And in every one of those instances, I have agreed with the decision-making process. The thought as a woman that I could be in a situation to carry a baby from the product of incest or perhaps the product of rape for a full term, it really distresses me.
Like, again, that's the abortion, the contraception issue. I mean, the legality of same-sex sexual activity is effectively talk of outlawing homosexuality. Like, there would be parts of the United States it might be illegal to be effectively be gay. It is remarkable, and I don't want people to think, because, you know, that they might assume that this then happens across the board. You're going to end up with a kind of a smorgasbord of different rights and regulations right across the country, aren't you?
Yeah, and I think what will happen is people will go vote with their feet. So I think that there will be people who are going to pick up their lives and move to the states which are more reflective of their value system. And the thought that, you know, the same-sex rights could be invalidated, again, just it shocks me, because I was down at Dublin Castle as a straight woman celebrating with my gay friends when the, you know, when that referendum result came in, and I was so proud of that, and I'm so proud of what Ireland has done. And then on the other hand, I'm looking at it possibly being reversed. I mean, even within the psychological community, in the 1970s, our diagnostic criteria looked at homosexuality as a disorder. And that's long, long gone. And now, you know, conversion therapy has been outlawed. And forgive me, I feel like this is a really bad episode of The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it on that front. The pro-life campaign, for what it's worth here, though, welcoming the decision today, a momentous development for the right to life, they say, and that it may lead to people questioning the abortion regime that exists in this country. We're going to speak to them a little bit later. And as we said, the President, Joe Biden, he is expected to release a statement or speak on this in the next half hour or so. And if there's any detail on that, we'll bring it to you. Leslie, we thank you for your time. Leslie Shoemaker is obviously from the US, has been here in Ireland for some time. She's a counselling psychologist in TU Dublin, and Martin Wall as well for the Irish Times talked us through so expertly the ramifications and the details of today's judgment.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.